back to another episode of John's Basement. We are back, finally, after taking, I believe, an unintentional two to three week hiatus. So if you listen to me on WCOV, and you don't listen to me on WPUB, then you would probably have seen that we weren't broadcasting for the month of November, or for the remainder of it, at least, for finals and for Thanksgiving, and it's been a busy time. I have a single final paper to finish, and I feel like I keep saying that over and over again, and the paper just does not get written. I have these weird short bursts of motivation to do it, and I have a single page left to do. I was working on it last night, and I said, I only have a page left. It doesn't make sense to stop. But then the other voice in my head said, I only have a page left. Let's just stop. So it's a back and forth with my motivation. I am currently back home in my house in the suburbs with my family. I hope everyone is social distancing and staying safe. I hope your Thanksgiving was a good one and one that was not of normal proportions, because you should not be traveling to see family right now. But if you did, I hope you're at the very least isolating and getting tested, doing what you have to do responsibly in the remaining home stretch of whatever is left of this pandemic before we get a vaccine. I am getting a vaccine. That is a current event that is worth mentioning. I am definitely signing my name up as soon as possible to get a vaccine. You should too. I understand that there's a lot of distrust with not really knowing the side effects, but I listen to the scientists. If the scientists swear by it, I believe them. From what I have seen, because I am very fascinated by this, I am by no means a scientific person, by no means a medically interested person, but I do find some of these things to be worth being on top of, especially right now. So I've been reading a lot of different articles, watching a lot of different videos from different doctors, and most of them have come to this general consensus that I've seen, where they say that if you're worried about how quickly they were able to make this vaccine in about a year, don't be worried, because yes, it does take about 3 years often to make a vaccine, but a lot of the time spent between that 3-year process is them just waiting and doing nothing. Because what happens is, a lot of the times when you're working on a vaccine, you're waiting a lot and applying for federal funding. So in this current state of the world, where almost every single country ever, everywhere, is trying to get this vaccine produced and manufactured, that means that there is unlimited funding for this vaccine. They don't really have to worry so much about applying for grants and waiting for federal approval. It's pretty much get this vaccine created and get it done effectively as soon as possible. So with Moderna and Pfizer saying that things are going to be looking really well right now, I'm optimistic, and I absolutely plan on getting that vaccine myself. So you should too. Oh my God, I just want this to be over. But yeah, that is that's my current events ramble. A lot of ground to cover right there. So without further delay, let's get into some music, shall we not? Shall we? Will we? We will. This first artist that I'm going to play for you guys this week is an artist named Gerba. He's a 22-year-old singer and songwriter and producer from Long Island, New York, and I believe an alum, if not a current student, of SUNY Purchase, which is really cool, because last episode, my 20th episode, the long one that I can't upload anywhere because it was too long, Brittany DeToco is also an alum from SUNY Purchase, and I've got a few friends that go there currently, so that's cool. Love to see some more SUNY Purchase people on the show. I found Gerba through Quadio. It's also been a while since I've done a little bit of a Quadio plug, so this is your chance to hear me ramble about how much I love the service that I work for. Quadio is a free college platform for musicians, music lovers, and anybody who works in the artistic and music industry for you to sign up for and network with people. And this week, it helped me find an artist, so which it does many weeks, actually. I find a lot of the artists on this show through Quadio. So coming up right now, this is a song called Paper Man by Gerba.
Time, where you're the last thing on my mind, and when
Hope you guys enjoyed that track. Once again, that was Paper Man by Gerba, a 22-year-old musician from Long Island, New York, and a student or former student of SUNY Purchase. Thanks for letting me play your song, Gerba, and I'm sorry it took so long. I was supposed to play him like 3 weeks ago, and oh man, I should explain that. I was having some actual technical difficulties with my laptop a couple weeks ago. Nothing's too serious. My OneDrive got full, and I'm not really a very techie person, but as far as my understanding goes, my laptop is it works synonymously with OneDrive. So with my OneDrive being full, I wasn't able to download anything onto my laptop, which is what I use to make these episodes. So that was a whole thing. I had to end up updating my OneDrive storage, upgrading it, I mean, and paying for more storage, which was not ideal, but it is what I had to do because I have a lot of files saved. I mean, this is also my school laptop, so between doing the show and having all these documents being saved onto my laptop for lectures and for lecture materials and whatnot, it was just too much for my laptop to be able to store without me upgrading my storage. So I had to do that. Now it is done, and I can upload. That was a big bummer for me though, because I actually had completed gathering everything for that episode before my OneDrive told me it wasn't working anymore. So I had actually done an entire interview, which is the one we're redoing today. But yeah, I did a whole interview. It was actually a really good interview. It was a great time. We talked about the election, because the last time I tried to make a new episode, it was election week. the day after Election Day, technically. And, oh, man. I'm bummed out. I'm still bummed out about losing that interview because that really was a good interview. But what are you going to do? Hopefully we'll just make this week's episode that much better. And then the following week was just I started having finals and final exams. So if you listen to my show on WPub, you might have tuned in. I didn't really post about it, though, so probably not. I just I make a playlist, if you guys don't know, of all the artists that I play on the show that are on Spotify. Not all of them are. Some of them are Bandcamp exclusives or Quadio or SoundCloud exclusives. But the artists that I play on the show that are on Spotify, I do make a master Spotify playlist for all the artists that I've played in the past. So I should start plugging that more. If you are someone who likes my show, likes what I do, and likes discovering new music, but you don't have the time to sit through an entire hour of my show, I completely understand that. So if you want a more quick and accessible means to finding new music that I discover for you, feel free to check out my my JMFT Media, John's, I think it's just called the John's Basement Podcast. It might just be John's Basement playlist on Spotify. All of the artists that you will find on Spotify that have been on my show are there. If not, then I have some updating to do. I am frequently updating it. And after this episode, I'll have to update it a little bit more too. I played my playlist for about an hour, I think 2 weeks ago. And then I actually took another week off for finals because I got swamped. I'm lucky though, I will say. I'm glad that I got slammed with a bunch of work a little bit earlier in my semester because I'm actually done the second I finish my final paper this week. And that is too much envy of a lot of my friends because, I mean, even this week, I'm very lucky. I don't really have any final exams this week. I took two finals this semester, and the other two final things I had to do were projects and papers. So the two finals that I had to actually take, I took while I was still at school. So I'm done basically now. I'm basically on break as soon as I finish the last page of the paper that I'm very intensely procrastinating to do. But yeah, and then I'm finished and I'm on break, which is pretty cool. Pretty freaky fresh. I'm so sorry for the things that I say. So I'm gonna save myself the embarrassment and I'm gonna get into the second artist for today's episode. This next artist that I'm going to be playing for you guys tonight is actually an artist that I have a lot of awesome history with. I'm very excited to play his music on the show. This is a song called Walk on Water by the band Kimon and the Prophets. Kimon and I go way back to me being, I think, I want to say 12 or 13 years old. He was actually the owner of, I think, the first club that ever let me play with my own band there, for reasons other than an open mic. I have a lot of love in my heart for this guy. Once again, to you as well, as I have previously stated in this episode for Gerba, so sorry it took this long for me to play your music, but I have not forgotten about you. So enjoy this track, Walk on Water by Kimon and the Prophets.
Down on my knees, worship you, and I'll put my forgotten all about you. That's the night that will seem as dark as your past. Some days your pain feels like it's eternal.
Once again, that track was called Walk on Water by Kimon and the Prophets. Very happy to play your song on the show, Kimon. Hope I can help you more in the future. You helped me so much when I was just starting out as a young guitarist, just playing in my first ever band in middle school. Those days were awesome, to say the very least. I had so much fun at that bar, and I very much miss it. The Airmont Pub was the name of Kimon's venue, formerly the Roadhouse in Airmont, New York, right off of Route 59. I don't know if that's technically Muncie, New York, or Tallman, New York. It's on that borderline. I had so many great memories at that bar restaurant. It started out when I believe I was 12 years old. I might have been 13. I had just started my first real band. I mean, technically like my second band, but my first performing band, Fracture. And at this point in our history, we had only played at open mics at this Mexican restaurant, Casa del Sol, which also holds a lot of very fond memories for me. And we wanted to play at more places beyond just the one venue every other week. So we found out that this place was doing an open mic on Fridays. I'm pretty sure it was Fridays. And I know that Casa del Sol open mics were Thursdays. So it was like, oh, we could do like a little back-to-back thing. So on Friday, we showed up with only two songs because that's all we had at the time. But we brought a lot of friends to see us play those two songs, and it was a pretty small bar and it felt very packed, which was, I know it was awesome for me, and I hope it was awesome for Kimon and for the bar from a business standpoint. There were a lot of people in his bar. I don't remember how many people, and honestly the numbers can be exaggerated in my brain because it was the first time I had actually gotten people to show up for my set, which was crazy for me. And we played a lot of shows there. It went from us doing open mics to us playing shows, and Kimon was also the first venue that actually paid my band, which is also so crazy to me. That was like the beginning of me understanding that there's more to this than just having fun. I can actually maybe someday, maybe do this for a living. And it very much allowed me to fall further in love with music and explore my capabilities as a performer in a very comfortable place that was very close to my house, conveniently. So, it was a really great place, and there was magic to it, and I have a lot of very special and important memories there, and I miss it a lot. So, it was actually really funny. So I, as a lot of you who have tuned into the show prior probably know, I do this show on two different radio stations. So WCOV.live, Social Distancing Radio, is one of them, and WPUB, Pace's radio station, is the other one that I do the show on. And I updated, I've been doing it on Social Distancing Radio for a while longer than I've been doing it at Pace, but I recently got picked up by Pace's station too. And I updated my LinkedIn profile, and I think I have a Kimon on LinkedIn. So I have working at, like, I think radio show host at WPUB on my LinkedIn, and Kimon congratulated me on LinkedIn, and I was like, thank you. And then I didn't really think anything of that. And then Michael, who has been on my show many times in the past, my bassist, my best friend, and at school my roommate, he is on the board for the radio station, so he does more than I do there, a lot more than me. And he randomly came back to our room like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, with like an envelope that had my name on it, and he's like, "You got mail." I'm like, "I got mail? I don't get mail. What do you mean I got mail?" And Kimon had actually sent me their upcoming album as a CD, and a handwritten note saying, "Congrats on the role. Here's our demo." So happy to play it. Very funny too, because at school I actually don't have a CD player. So I do at home, but at the time I wasn't planning on doing that episode at home. It ended up being done here anyway, so it really didn't matter much in the end. But I remember having to say, like, "Do you have any MP3 files? Because I would love to play your song, but I can't play it. I have no tangible means of playing your CD." Which is interesting too, because I mean, I think for radio, as far as radio shows go, I think I do this very differently. It's very remote. I pre-record these, and then I show up usually at the radio station, and I plug in an aux cable to my laptop, and I air it from there. Aside from that, I mean, yeah, I finally got it. He sent me a link. I got the whole album. So this is an upcoming album for Kimon and the Prophets. If you liked what you heard, stay tuned and keep tabs on them, because the entire album will be dropping if it hasn't already. I'm not entirely sure on the timeline, but I know it's coming out if it hasn't already come out. It's a great album. You should absolutely check it out. Thank you for sending your stuff, Kimon, and I very much hope that I could have helped you out a little bit with playing your song on the show. So with that being said, and all said and done, let's work our way to the third artist and interview portion of today's episode. I'm very excited to do this one. This is actually an interview that was supposed to come out about 3 weeks ago, but as I have said earlier in the episode, I had a lot of tech issues and I completely lost the entire interview and it didn't save. I was very upset, but it's okay because I absolutely love talking to Michaela more in the first place. Michaela is one of my best friends ever, so I'm very excited for you guys to hear this interview as it is about to unfold before you. So coming up right now, Michaela Cookson talking about her new track that is about to come out, Long Way Down. Hey everyone, welcome to the interview portion for today's episode. Take two. Here we are again working on this interview. I'm joined with my very amazing friend Michaela Cookson here to talk about her track Long Way Down and other stuff. So Michaela, how are you doing? How's the rest of your semester been right now?
I'm pretty good. It's almost done, so I'm very excited it's almost done. It actually wasn't too bad. It wasn't as bad as I was expecting this whole semester.
Yeah, I'm very pleasantly surprised by it hasn't been a normal semester, but it feels like this semester was a lot less painful than the second half of last semester.
I 100% agree.
Yeah, I feel bad because a lot of the professors that I had, at least last semester, when we got sent home, were not equipped to be teaching online. Like, some
and
of
that's
them,
why it was so difficult.
Some of them were really good. I had, I'm going to give him a shout out by name right now, Professor Paul Gazzone.
Oh, that's your fave.
He is a fave. He amazingly adapted to the tech portion. I was like, I had like in one class, I had this very, it was two professors. Both of them were like in their 70s. And like in the normal scope of the classroom, they're great teachers, but they were like smashing their keyboards, trying to figure out how to turn the microphone on. And then later on in the week, I'm going to Paul Gazzone's class and he's like, he's taking Zoom to levels I didn't even know you could do. He was like ultimate Zoom. He's like, all right, we're going to do a sticky note thing. I'm a sticky note on Zoom. What is this? This is magic. So he and his wife, Professor Bernard, amazingly adapted to it. But every other class, Ramos was all right too. Ramos did a pretty good job with adapting too.
The man.
But
truly the man.
I had like other classes that I had were just like, they did not know how to do it. And
same.
It was very painful. But this semester was all right.
I agree. Wasn't too bad. It's almost finished. We are almost done. We have like, three more days now?
Yeah, Friday is the official end of the semester.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm unfortunately, not for me, but for everyone else, a little bit like blessed, whereas I took all my finals actually before we got sent home from the dorms last week. So I have a, this is like a third time I'm mentioning it in this episode, which is really funny to me. I have a single page to write left in my paper that I'm just not doing right now.
Can't do it.
I was like, I'm very much like a in one sitting paper writer. Like if I have like a paper, I'll sit down and I'll do it and it's done. In like 2 hours, I'll write down a 5-page paper. It's fine. But for some reason, this one's not working like that. Like I sat down one day and I'm like, I'm going to write my paper. And I wrote my intro and then I said, I'm going to take a nap. And then I didn't do it.
As you should. Self-care.
Yeah. And then I took a nap and then like 2 days went by. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to write my paper. And I wrote 2 pages of my paper. So I'm like, it's a 5-page paper. So I'm like, now I'm on like 2.5 pages. And I'm like, I'm going to watch Ben 10. And then I watched Ben 10. Which has been...
No, you know, honestly, sometimes you just hit a wall with stuff sometimes like that. Like do. When you're at the end of the semester, it's just like you hit that wall and you're like, I'm done. Like, yeah, I'm done with this.
It's the last thing I have to get done. And I'm just like, I can't focus.
Yeah.
So I do recommend Ben 10 Alien Force.
Let me put you on real quick.
Let me put you on to this artistic masterpiece. Like, I was like, I don't know what possessed me into doing this. I made a dumbass TikTok talking about Ben 10. And then I'm like, wait, I should watch that.
Remember and, said TikTok.
Yes, it was an awful TikTok. And I was like, wait a second, I'm on to something here. And like literally for the past like 3 days, I binged the entire series of Alien Force, all 3 seasons.
Good stuff.
And now I'm on to the follow-up series, Ultimate Alien. So yeah.
So that's where you're at.
That's where I'm at right now. So to bring this back to you, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was, I mean, one of the more boring Thanksgivings, I'd say. But, like, it was still nice. Like, it was just my immediate family. We just, like, hung here, had some Toiki and some other little Thanksgiving stuff. We didn't see any family or anything this year because, you know, Miss Rona. She's here. She's not. She didn't come to play.
She did not. Miss Rona, no. You know, Miss Rona is, in so many ways, the guest of honor at everyone's
Thanksgiving. Truly. This whole year.
This whole year.
Guest of honor.
Attention hog.
What?
What an attention hog she is.
I know, right? Kind of rude if you ask me.
I agree. What's like, do you have any specific to your family dishes for Thanksgiving? Because I know, like, every family has, like, normally, like, one dish that's, like, different than every other family.
You know, I don't know if this is different. Because I feel like a lot of people do it as well. But I swear we have not gone one Thanksgiving without those little stuffed mushroom things.
Ooh, I've never
It's
had
like an
that.
interesting, like, I don't mind them. Like, I'll eat them. They're not terrible. Like, my dad, I think he honestly has an obsession with those little stuffed mushrooms. Like, they are made every Thanksgiving, every Christmas. Like, they're always somewhere.
I'm not a big mushroom fan, but I've never actually heard of stuffed mushroom before. But
They're an
that's something.
interesting, yeah, they're
Yeah, like
interesting.
what is it?
It's like, oh, I don't even know. My dad makes them. Like, I don't even pay attention to what's in them. It's just like, I think it's like little chopped up mushrooms inside mushroom tops. And then it's like, they're like seasoned weird. I don't even know. But I mean, I'm not gonna lie, they're pretty good.
Interesting. The weird one in my family, not the weird one, but like the very Puerto Rican one in my family is my mom makes pastelillos every year, which is, if you've never had, it's like a dough roll. Normally it's with ground beef, but I'm a vegetarian, so I have meatless ground beef. And
My
it's
favorite.
yes. And it's like it's rolled up into so also like pastelillos are like one of those dishes that like are gonna be different in any other culture. So if you get like pastelillos from like a Venezuelan restaurant, it's gonna be 100% different than a Puerto Rican one, which is so interesting. But that's what we have every year. And I've been very slowly but surely working through the pot. My mom made me 10. I'm like, I'm not gonna eat 10 in one sitting.
She's just trying to feed you well. She's
She
just
is.
doing you
No, she
well.
is. And but it was funny because you know how much everyone else got total? 10. So 10 amongst my dad, my sister, and my mom, and 10 for me.
You deserve that. You really
You know
do.
what? I earned it. I
You
earned
did.
my 10 pastelillos. I think I have like one left, actually. I've been like every day
You
eating
see,
them.
they didn't go to
And they
waste.
didn't go to waste. I'm like, I can't waste them. This is home cooked. I'm gonna finish it on my own time. So let's talk about music.
Right, cool.
So as far as music goes, congrats on Long Way Down. How was the experience
Thanks.
for you?
It was pretty new to me. It was like the whole thing. Like, I had never really done anything with like recording songs, so it was kind of like a new process, and it was a lot of like trial and error and figuring things out. And I had guidance from you, which was awesome, and it was like really fun. Like, I think that was like a good bonding experience for us too,
Definitely
which
was.
was pretty cool. So yeah, it was all pretty new, but it was actually like I had a lot of fun with it, especially over quarantine where I was doing literally nothing and needed something to do. So.
It definitely helped keep me busy too, which was very fun for me. I was very happy to have something to work on because Spitfire was trying to record and it was just the chain of command was just it was taking so long. So it was like another thing that I get to do, so that was fun. So we also worked on, I think, two other songs, right? There was
We did.
Aftertaste and For Another Day.
Yes, sir.
At some time in the near future, now that we're back home and it's quarantine season part two, would you want to consider finishing those and have more songs coming out?
Oh, yes, I would love to. I've said this once, I'll say it again. Aftertaste, I think that one's my favorite. I really, out of the three of them, I love that song. That is my fave.
That was a really fun one to finish writing too. I remember I had like written down the raw structure of that years ago, and I'm like, I do not sound good when I sing this song. And I just like I kind of forgot about it. And I was like, wait a second,
What to
I
do
have an
with this.
idea. Big shout out to Buster Scheuer, Michael Simon, and
Yes.
Lucas Negron for Long Way Down. 'Cause this was
Yes.
a whole collaborative project. Very fun.
Very fun.
In a world where there's no Miss Rona and we have live music again, would you consider doing a live band to play these songs?
Oh, I absolutely would. I think that would be super fun. I've always wanted to do stuff like that because I love like performing on stage, but I've never gotten to perform like my own song or like anything like that. It's more been like musical stages and stuff like that. So like I thought this would be such a cool, like fun experience.
The Michaela Cookson Project, or
Oh yeah.
whatever name you come up with. So you mentioned the musical stages. Where does like music start and continue for you?
So I started like really doing music, I think when I was about 10, like end of elementary school era. And that was when I did my first, what was it? I did my first all county choir, which was like, that's what really got me into it. It was like in fifth grade, I was kind of just thrown into it. And then I was like, wait, this is like really fun. So like all county, for like anyone who doesn't know, it's just like you audition at this festival called NISMA, which is like the worst thing I've ever done in my life, basically. So you perform for a judge one-on-one and they score you based on your singing abilities. And so that's awful. But then you get into like these all county choirs where you sing with like the best singers in the county, and then it goes up to all state, and it's like super cool. So I did that from like fifth grade to 12th grade, and I loved that. So that's where I think it all started. And then from there, I had also done a whole bunch of musicals. I think total I did 12 or 13. I can't really remember, but I always had a lot of fun with those.
What's like one of your favorite shows that you've done?
I gotta say, I think, you know, this one took me some thinking. I was thinking about this recently, but I think my absolute favorite was Chess.
Chess
I'm
was,
sure you can attest.
I do attest. Chess had such a good soundtrack.
Amazing soundtrack.
Like I understand why some people don't like Chess, 'cause the way it's written is very confusing. And like I it took me until I think opening night to get
Me
it.
too.
Like
Me
I was
too.
like I was in it, and I knew all my lines, I knew all my parts, I
Yep.
vaguely knew the story, but it wasn't until like opening night where I was like,
Exactly.
oh.
My parents had to see, like, they saw it multiple times, like throughout like all the different performances, and they saw it. I think after the second night they saw it, they were like, "It makes so much more sense now." And I was like, "Exactly. You just kind of let it set in. It takes a
Yeah.
bit."
It's definitely like, could the story cohesively have been written a little bit better? Yeah, but the
Yeah,
music
definitely.
is so, it's just so powerful. I love it.
The music is insane. I highly suggest that to anyone who likes musicals.
Yeah, Anthem was my favorite song to sing, I
Oh,
think,
a
ever.
banger,
As
truly a banger.
a song that I got to sing, like in the theater setting, I think Anthem is probably my favorite track to have ever sang.
That one makes me cry every time I listen to it, still to this day. It's just so good.
It's just like, and you know what? I was definitely not a Josh Groban stan like everybody else was, but he does a good job on that one.
Yeah, me too.
I like
I'm not the
Anthem.
biggest Josh Groban fan either. Not like he's pretty cool, but like I'm not the biggest fan either, but like that he did well on that, definitely.
The one thing that I remember was like so challenging for with him specifically versus the original English recording was I remember there was like in Chess in Concert, I don't know if this was a Josh Groban thing or if this was just the people who made Chess in Concert script. They changed Anatoly's lines just this much on like every song. So I remember I was like studying for different parts, and the script that we had was a hybrid mix of the in concert
Right.
script and the
Yep.
original recording. So on the original recording, it's consistent with some songs, and on the in concert recording, it's some of those songs made it to our script too. So I had to like do this weird playlist that I made with like the new recording and the old recording. Some of them were completely different altogether. So I'm like, 'cause that's how I learn. Like I'm not like a big music reader. Like I can kind of read music, but
Yeah, same.
I'm more of like an auditory learner.
Oh
So
yeah, me too. Like when you listen to music, it like gets embedded in your head so much easier than like reading it. At least for me. Yeah, same.
I'm so envious of people who can just like open like a book with sheet music in it
Oh,
and
I
just be like, oh yeah,
wish.
I can do that. I'm like
I
anyone in the
wish.
pit like who did stuff like that. Like I remember Nicole, for example. Nicole, who plays like a million instruments, would just like sit down with like sheet music and she would just know what to do. And I'm like, I can't do
I
that.
know that is like, I think of that as like one of the highest talents. Like, how can you just look at that? Like, and I had to do that. I'm sure you did too. Like, when if you did NISMA, like, it's like you have to
I
do the
did
sight
all
reading.
county once, so I had to do the
Yeah.
sight reading
Yeah.
for
So it's
that.
like when you, and you have to learn how to sight read for those. And like, oh, like, it was the worst. It was so bad. I swear. Like, that was the one thing. Like, the singing a song for a judge didn't really bother me. But then when I had to sit there and sight read for them, I was like, oh my God, it was terrible.
So I kind of cheated with All County. So I actually never did an Isma solo before. So the way it worked was
this was kind of wrong in a few different ways, but I kind of get it. So the women in Rockland, at the very least, I don't know if this was like all New York, but at least in our county, they had to do Nisma solos. And then it was like a, like, as you said, it was like a ranking thing, right? So like, mm-hmm. Nisma solo was high enough, you got put into all county. But they usually had no men to do them at all.
That's true. They didn't have enough like a balance. Yeah.
So Miss Biss had come up to men's choir and said, any juniors and seniors, in this class, we need people to sing. So if you want to sing, let me know. And you're basically in. So I remember I was like, eh, okay, that sounds like fun. So I cheated the system and I got to do the one all county.
Mm-hmm.
I never did an Isma solo. I stand by that.
It's funny too, because in those festivals, it would be like a treble choir and then like a mixed choir. So yeah. Like the ratio of like men to women was like 25-75, and they still couldn't get enough men for it.
Yeah, like even with all those volunteers, there were still so many more treble choir members. But you know, that was still a fun experience. I remember Michael ripping his pants.
That was a good one. That was one of the best.
Amazing.
That year was a good one.
It just like, what a dated story, knowing that he ripped his pants dabbing.
That was on. Oh my god, I almost forgot about that. That was so funny. Like you think about like the logic behind that, and it makes no logical sense at all. But it happened.
Yeah, that's a real thing that we lived through, and I still don't believe it.
Michael, if you're listening, please tell us how you managed. He's not.
He literally runs like so much of the programming for the station that like this goes on to it. He's like, I've never listened to your show.
No.
I'm like, you're not doing in it. So many episodes. He's like, and sometimes I listen for me and then nothing else. I respect his honesty. I do.
Fair enough, yeah.
So let's talk about Quadio a little bit. So what is your involvement with Quadio? How did it start there?
Okay, so we are campus reps for Quadio. Quadio is like, I don't know, you've probably explained Quadio in depth really on here.
Time, yeah.
Yeah, all right, I'm not going to go into that then. But so we're campus reps, so we kind of like spread info about Quadio on campus, and like we try to organize events, even though we haven't really done that at all because, you know, Rona once again. So it kind of interrupted that whole idea. But so we were supposed to kind of plan events and like promote Quadio, which is pretty awesome. It was like always a lot of fun. And it's like you meet a lot of really cool people along the way too, because it's people that are almost like just like you, you know, like love music just as much as you do. And like, it's super cool. And I think that the way it started was I got a random Instagram DM from this girl that I didn't know, didn't follow, didn't have any mutual followers with. And her name was Ophi. And I love her. She's the best. And she was just like, hey, like, we're coming to talk to people about Quadio. Would you want to meet up? And I was like, I have no idea what that is, but sure. And then it ended up being super cool. And I ended up applying to be a campus rep.
I remember, like, I was so sussed out when Ophi DM'd me, too. I was like, where are you trying to
meet? I know. I was like, this is a little odd.
Yeah, I'm not going to a second location right now.
Yeah.
And then she was like, we can do it in your school. And I'm like, all right, that works for me.
Yeah, that works for me.
There's witnesses there.
Yeah, we did it in the crowded cafeteria. It worked for me.
sitting in the caf. Good days.
Things I kind of miss, but also don't miss at all.
Yeah, no, it was weird because, I mean, you stayed home this semester, so the CAF was super different this year. It was, like, kind of, it was a little sad sometimes. It was, like, it was all takeout only, which was fine. Like, it definitely wasn't, like, inconvenient in any way. But the sad part was just seeing every table and chair stacked behind, I think it's called a stachin, like the velvet rope thing. It's like all of them just stacked behind this rope, and it's like, do not sit here. Like, oh, that's so sad. Like, it's sad to me because it's like, oh, wow, freshmen here will never, like, at least as of now, have never had an experience eating in the caf.
Yeah.
It's not like it's that grand, but.
No, but it's just weird, though. It's like a weird thing.
Yeah, it's just like, that's like, to me, that's just like, that's such a big part of like life at base.
Yeah, of just being, like, honestly, just in college in general, is like, yeah, eating at, like, your like, crappy little cafeteria. It's, like, a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
Donna was back, and that's
all that Queen Donna. Love her.
Love her, too. And I actually, we did a great job with these questions. All right, the timing was perfect here. So, we talked about favorite stuff, so... And my last question, do you have any big plans in store, whether it's music or life related, whatever?
You know, not too much, but like there are some things. So music wise, it's just like basically what I said, like the other two songs, like getting those out there, all that stuff. So that's just like the music plans. But then life plans, I'm like hoping to move into the city so I can like hopefully maybe be half in person, half not in person at Pace again, because I miss living in the city and I don't want to be here anymore at all. So I think that's like a big thing on my mind right now. Like I feel like I don't have much going on, but that's like my motivator to be like I'm gonna get out soon, I'm gonna be in the city soon again.
So you're working two jobs, you said, right?
Yeah, I mean, one is kind of like a little, like, just babysitting, but then I'm also working retail, which is,
Where are you working for retail right now?
Vans.
Ooh!
Yeah.
In the mall?
It's definitely good. Like, it's better than, like, honestly, probably any other job that I could have in retail. But it's just, like, it's still working during the holiday season, yeah, during a pandemic.
It's definitely...
So it's still bad.
In the mall, right?
In the commons, so the outlets, which is kind of worse, kind of not worse. Yeah,
that's fancy. That's like fancy, yeah. Vans.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like fun though. Vans is I remember the one in the mall I applied to, I think last year. I didn't get it because we came back so close to Christmas that mm-hmm. by the time we came home, everyone had already been like hired for new jobs.
Right. Yeah.
But Vans is like, I mean, me sporting literally everything I own being Vans attire.
Yep.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, honestly, it's like some of the coolest coworkers I've ever had too. Like, because you know the general vibe at Vans, like it's just so chill and like,
yeah, there's a culture.
Nice. It is. There's such a culture.
It's like you get like really cool skater people or musicians or just mm-hmm. people who are overall, I feel like just vibe with shit. Because like, yeah, you don't get like the same people normally working at like, I don't know, Target applying for a Vans.
No, definitely not. Definitely a different demographic.
Yeah, definitely it's more of a niche demographic.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So that'll be hopefully really fun. I hope the apartment search goes well because I'm
me too.
Similar search myself right now.
Yeah.
So I know it's nerve wracking because it's like the worst part is seeing a really awesome apartment go up and like saying, I hope this is still available.
How many times that's happened to me, I would not even want to admit. Like, literally just, like, the perfect thing, the perfect place, perfect location, perfect everything. And then it's, like, I check back in, like, a week, and I'm like, okay, well, that's gone. Yep. That's good.
There's,
but, I mean, there's always going to be new ones, which,
right, especially
me,
now,
keeps me hopeful.
Yeah, like, there's a real estate agent that I actually follow on TikTok, and he's always saying, like, if someone's telling you that these apartments are this price, you should definitely try to haggle with them right now because New York City is at a record high for vacant apartments right now, which is so sad. But I think there's like something like 25,000 empty apartments in the city right now.
Really?
Yeah, like there are so many empty apartments right now because so many people left the city during the pandemic. So it's like the guy that I follow is like, you should try to talk down a landlord to reduce your price just a little bit because you probably can.
Right. Yeah.
That's good to know. There's like I keep looking at a bunch of apartments in Manhattan Valley in uptown Upper West Side, and it's just they've been there for a while, and I'm praying that they stay there open because there's like so many open that would be perfect, but please stay.
When are you looking into like actually doing it, like moving in and stuff?
Hopefully, ideally, I want to sign a lease maybe by the end of like May, early mid June. But I'm probably not gonna move in until like August. But I'm thinking maybe I can somehow get a lease signed and pay for like a month or two in advance. Just because I don't know what the summer is going to look like now. That's the weird thing. There's so much unknowns with COVID still. I mean, like, I don't know.
Exactly. We have no idea where this is going to be in the summer. No
like
idea.
Now that they're talking about a vaccine potentially even being rolled out in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
We
so
don't
it's
know
like,
if by June so many people might be vaccinated by then, or if it's still like a very like select people are getting vaccinated and not much different. So I mean, I remember I was supposed to work as a camp counselor this past summer at the CIT training camp, which I was very excited for. I was actually very surprised that I got the job. I didn't expect to get it. I applied because my mom told me I had to apply to the town camps, and I'm like, I'm not going back to regular summer camp. The only time I'll go back is if CIT took me. And I'm like, I like out of defiance and spite applied because I'm like, I'm not gonna get the job. And then I got the job, and then I was like, oh shit.
Oh, look at that.
But then because of COVID, that camp didn't open this summer. They opened up Duffy, and they opened up one of the mini camps, but CIT was a no-go. But I don't know if it comes back, I might work there. I'm also working as soon as the building is stopped, which is working right now. I'm working as a guitar teacher and a guitar salesman again, hopefully soon. So I might just stay there and work full time over the summer until basically August, when the semester is about to start.
Yeah, that might be the move.
Yeah, so we'll see what the summer has in store. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's so hard planning anything for next year, honestly, because like it's just a constant thing of like I have no idea where anything in this world is gonna be at that time. You know,
it's like every plan that I make is like, if it's beyond like 3 weeks, I say that's too far in the future.
Like way too far. Like let's just roll it back a bit.
Too far for me to know, because like, you know, like it's a very like, it's more of a morbid thing to think about, but I think about like as far as getting sick goes, I mean, it can take like 2 weeks to even know you're sick. So I'm like, I don't know, like 3 weeks is both too long and too quick for me to make plans with people. So if I'm planning on socially distancing and seeing someone maybe outside, I'll be like, I'll see you in 3 weeks. And then it's like, because that means if I'm sick, I hopefully will be over being sick by then, maybe, or I'll know that I'm not sick by then. But at the same time, it's like, It's just also like so much shit can change. Like there could be new stay at home orders by then.
Literally. You just have no idea.
Yeah. So it's just
it's just a day by day thing at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's definitely a day by day thing.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for doing this interview. This was great.
I think this was
a better one than the first one.
I totally agree.
Last one was a very stressful one. That was talking about the election. It was election week.
Yeah, we were both a little angry.
Yeah, definitely. I'm happy now.
Yeah, now we're chilling. Now we're having a great time.
Now we're chilling. So yeah, I'm gonna play the track right now. Thank you so much, Michaela. Once again, everyone, this has been Michaela Cookson, and you're about to hear her new track, "Long Way Down," right now.
You just listened to Long Way Down, a brand new track by Michaela Cookson, coming out soon to Definitely Quadio and maybe other places we don't know yet. Featured artists on that track are yours truly, Michael Simon, my bassist also in my band Spitfire, and my roommate, and Buster Scheuer of the band Cheap 52, who also produced the track and also produces all of my music. So, oh, and I'm almost forgetting Lucas Negron, who's making his debut to the recorded scene. God, I love Lucas. Lucas is a fantastic guitarist. He and I trade off guitar solos on that little bridge there. So hope you guys dug that song. Hopefully more stuff coming out soon by Michaela. I hope you guys have a very safe holiday season. Thank you for tuning in this week. And this episode is just about finished. I'm going to play myself out. But before I do have a quick shout out. If you guys like my intro, that is thanks to the artist Matt Crane, very talented guy, who is actually doing some cool stuff right now. So I'm just going to give a little shout out for him. He's doing a direct to vinyl live session pre-order thing right now. So go to Least of All right now, leastofall.com. That's LEESTAVALL.com. If you're interested in purchasing a vinyl copy, unique to just you owning it, of one of Matt Crane's upcoming tracks. Matt Crane did a very fantastic job on mastering my song Good Vibrations and also making my intro to me, which was super cool of him. I'm going to play myself out with a track by my band Spitfire. Hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. We're making a Christmas EP. That's exciting. That's coming up soon. I'll talk about that later because I'm almost out of time. Have a very safe week, everybody.
Double.